Is the early buzz on Black Panther preposterously positive? Did we get an Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer before the show for once? And does Gambit even exist? Find out on Marvel Movie News!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Does it? Gambit. Is it real? Oh. Is it a... We'll get there. You know, we'll get there. But first, we are Marvel Movie News. We are coming to you live with episode 165. We are like deep into the Claremont era of X-Men at this point. This is momentous. And we are coming to you live from Wakanda. Because I have to say, all of Los Angeles is Wakanda right now. After last night, Wakanda is in LA and it's spreading like wildfire. The internet is ablaze. You can't go on the internet. I was going to say turn on the TV, but the internet TV without hearing Wakanda, and that is magical. So we are coming to you live from Wakanda to tell you why you should be as excited as we are about all the news from all the studios and all things Marvel. So subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News. Find us on YouTube at youtube.com/popcorntalk. You can find us on Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or at Popcorn Talk. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us. And if you retweet a tweet of the show whilst it's live, Ant-Manthony
and the Wasp.
And the Wasp, Ant-Manthony and the Wasp will retweet you. Who's your Wasp today,
Ant-Manthony? I know.
So scandalous.
Is it Ollie?
It's Doom.
It's Doom. I like it.
By the way, did you guys check my cameo out in the new trailer? I'm in there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, when we watched the trailer, you had to point yourself out.
Yes. Yeah. Be like, and I'm there.
This guy. So this week is much Black Panther hype. And where can they find you on the internet to talk when we're not on air?
Yes, I'm Markeia McCarty. You can find me at Markeia McCarty. That's MarkeiaMccarty. This Twitter, Instagram, my Snapchat, which I'm getting better about. Although I do recommend you just, you know, follow me on Instagram because Instagram story. My Snapchat is Darth Thin Mints. Darth is Invader. Thin Mints says in Girl Scout cookies.
And I am Coy Jandreau at CoyJandreau. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. And I am contagiously hyped. Like the boundless energy
forever.
Of this woman is
Wakanda
causing such
forever.
I'm pretty stoked, and we are seeing it tonight.
We're seeing everyone. 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 The premiere was yesterday, and we are seeing it tonight. Myself and Coy are seeing Black Panther tonight. Don't worry, we won't do spoilers.
No spoilers.
There's an embargo. There's an embargo. So there's only so much that we can do, like, anyway, with like social media until February 6th. So I will probably have Coy just do like a reaction video of me afterwards, and I'll just be distraught and crying, probably.
Yep.
Or I'll just be like shell shocked and just staring into the sky. But we'll do that.
So expect
and be fun.
Some sort of Instagram live video later on, and expect vague tweets. I think will be vague.
Very vague.
And
no spoilers.
We won't be those guys.
No, we're not doing that.
And in fact, we probably won't. We'll give a spoiler-free review next week.
Yes.
And then we will be silent-ish. We'll talk about it because how can we not?
Yeah.
And then the following week, once people have seen it, then we'll do our spoiler review. So this doesn't change the schedule of you guys, and we promise we'll be very tactful.
Extremely, because not only are we us,
yeah,
but tapped. Also we want for you to be able to see it the way that we did, where it's just like, okay, I saw a couple of trailers. Well, I saw all the trailers, all the featurettes, but that you've only seen, you know, up to this point, but you're not going to have major, you know, plot points spoiled or anything like that. Not from us. Mm-hmm. I can't promise that.
I've already seen some on the internet, and we will be very careful. So this is a show by the fans for the fans, and we know as fans we don't like to be ruined, so we're not going to do that to you.
Yes, as hardcore fans, we respect you, hardcore fans, and fans of all types and varieties.
It's gonna be amazing to spread the love tactfully. So being that it is one of the last 3 weeks of the wide release and the last show before we see it, I want to start off with talking about that casino fight clip. That knowledge of the suits. Actually, we're gonna watch it with you guys, then we'll talk about it. So
we're gonna have to talk over it a little so that we can watch it. Legality reasons.
All right, let's do this.
It's now or never. Ooh, yes, sir.
We've seen this scene teased in most of the promos.
Yes, but let's pay attention to the fact that they're not only just speaking English. This is a very big deal that they're speaking their own language.
And it sounds cool.
Hausa. South African Hausa, I believe. H-A-U-S-A for people that don't.
And I love seeing Andy Serkis not in mocap getting to be Andy Serkis and awesome. Claw is such a cool character.
Oh, this casino scene, look at this!
Look at the fight style. I like that it is, like, acrobatic. It's animal-like. It's got, like, you know, the panther is clearly their spirit animal.
I like that, Andy Serkis's character is like, I just gotta go. I'm not gonna win this.
I see what I'm up against. This isn't happening.
Time to leave. Oh, yes!
The use of bow staff, like...
This... Tell me that when you played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the arcade game that you did not go for Donatello with that bow staff, with that reach. If you didn't, you missed out.
And the sound design in that trailer, it's fun, man.
Well, this we've seen before.
And then it leads into the footage we've seen. It's like a clip that dives into the rest. And then there's also a final trailer that was released in conjunction with all of this madness.
I did not realize there was a final trailer.
I haven't seen
released.
It.
I have not seen the final trailer.
It was wrong. I missed it, so we can...
Okay. When was this?
Ollie told me.
Okay.
That's how I found out.
All right. Because yesterday, obviously I do other shows with, like, AfterBuzz. I was doing the Raw after Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. So I was I was trying to kind of catch up on the Grammys. And, okay, I was finishing Persona 5 at the same time. So
no judgments.
I had about 3 or 4 screens going on.
Our kid was hacking the Matrix and got busy. It happens, you guys.
Yeah, there was a final trailer?
Apparently, according to Ollie. So let's find out together if it's one we've seen.
Oh.
And if not, worst case, we're watching a trailer again.
Okay. I'm okay with that. And now an exclusive. Can we turn it up?
Marvel Studios Black Panther.
My king. We are home. My son, it is your time.
I am ready.
God.
A war is coming.
I like the music sound.
There were some different shots here.
The tech is so beautiful. Oh, this, there's a lot of new
footage
in this.
Yes, this is definitely new.
The entourage.
Yes.
Oh. So do you know how much I love Everett Ross talking about the entourage of T'Challa?
So for iTunes viewers, it's using musicality as like an emotional through line, and the cuts are beautiful.
Oh,
it's playing with a lot of new footage. So far, nothing that spoils anything, nothing that reveals anything, just a lot of different takes of footage.
Yee!
The ballet action style is stunning. So it's about a 45-second spot, it looks like, and it's a lot of, like, musicality. I cannot wait to hear Kendrick's score. Just the sound of Marquee Azeel. I knew she couldn't handle words yet, so I wanted to let her watch that new stuff.
Oh my god!
I feel like this is a microcosm of the entire screening tonight. It's going to be me being like, okay, I'm going to get words from IKEA. Okay, these are her words she thinks. Are these the sounds of excitement? Okay, these are words.
Are you kidding? That one scene! That one scene where Nakia, where it's obvious that her chakrams are powered up with Wakandan technology. Like, it's vibranium to the nth degree. Let's just say vibranium to the Xenoverse, because we're just going to say that. And her, with how she had that positioned and ready to go. And the fact that they had Shuri as a way that we hadn't seen her. She was up to this point, we've seen her with the scenes with T'Challa and just like seeing her looking very natural and casual.
Yeah,
it's like she's always been dressed up
offensive
before then.
Yeah.
You know, like, because she's like, head of the Wakandan design group? That is a prestigious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's things that just... Everything with like how Wakanda goes with like being Black Panther, with being, you know, part of that hierarchy, that society. It's like, yes, there is a certain level of hereditary
that goes.
You have to earn it.
You get rid of the Instagram kid all around. You lose an entire part of society that I can't hang with. So I love that you have to earn everything that you get. And I also love that they value culture and art as much as they value battle. Like we're as Americans, like there's a very tricky thing with like where budget cuts happen. And I think that Wakanda shows maybe how the world should be.
Yeah.
Because
don't cut your art.
Yeah.
Your art actually is so integral to your technology.
The reason we battle is so we can earn art. Like the reason we have wars is so we have peace. Without peace, there's no point. So I see art as peace because you have time to create. So for me, that's what Wakanda does right, is they value peace as much as they value war. So
I respect and like that viewpoint. Yeah. I really enjoyed that quick shot that they had of Killmonger, and it was either Killmonger in technological museum or something. He was looking at something. I'll have to like rewatch this like about 10 times, but it seems like
the
amount
of trailers that we could just like, by the way, there's a new trailer for Makia, because like the one day she takes off the internet was both trailers and then this. Now
apparently I take a lot of days off the internet and I don't even realize that I'm doing it at
that's
the
good
time.
I'm jealous, I'm way too addicted, it's in the veins. But that was a beautiful thing to experience, and you guys all watching that live got to see Makia just like have a child. That was amazing.
It is like that's the final one. That's it. That was the final.
And it didn't reveal too much. I'm so happy. It really did. I was really worried when I saw final trailer because that's usually the one where I go, I could have not seen that.
It's like, what? And then you have like a Shiba coming out with like a spear or something. Oh, so cool. He wouldn't do that. He's like a Joker like character, but you know.
It was cool to see new stuff without being ruined plot wise.
Yes.
We're going to end with Black Panther. So we started Black Panther. At the end, we're going to cover the beautiful purple carpet. We're going to cover the first reactions. We're going to go through the nitty-gritty near the end. So in the middle,
the outfits, including of our guests last week. We have Ryan Sands and Angel Parker's outfits that they were talking about. So
before and after the show, a lot of our conversation was about the outfits. So it was really cool to see what they went with, because they had options and like good choices. Mm-hmm. Ryan, Angel, nice work.
We like
them. They were fantastic. That whole red carpet looked like a beautiful fashion show. Like that red carpet.
God.
We'll get there.
Yes, we will
get
there. I
feel like we
can
just talk that the whole show. But in the meantime, and speaking of trailers, the only way, and I texted you immediately, the only way that Markia and I could both be as excited for one movie was Deadpool 2 gets its trailer in front of Black Panther.
Yes!
Like, what are the chances this, like, the stars align that the first full trailer for my movie opens in front of Markia's.
Yes!
That's amazing.
That's like kismet. Like, that's so incredibly awesome.
So the 16th, the whole show is just going to be like a third of and then two-thirds. Like, that's going to be a magical show. So some sort of landscape will change. But we get a Deadpool trailer, the first official one. It's in front of Black Panther. It makes a lot of sense. And it also, I love that it ties back into the Deadpool 1 release, because Black Panther has the Deadpool 1 release.
They had that February release. You know, it was that Valentine's Day movie.
It's perfect.
You know, happening. It was very strong in the romance. And this is the romance of being part of Wakanda.
And there's much romance, as per our conversation at the end of the show, where everyone like that carpet was beautiful. But so that's the first release. We'll probably get it a day or two before online. That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
So maybe on Valentine's Day, which would be brilliant Deadpool marketing.
Awesome.
And I really, I think it's going to, the 15 seconds of the trailer we got in that hilarious like lead up was beautiful, because it's the John Wick director, one of the two John Wick directors, and I'm really excited to see what the shape of this director's style is, because if you have the writers handling the comedy, the director handling the action, that movie is gonna woo. So it opens in front of Markia's Black Panther, and I'm really excited to see.
Oh my god, like, Markia's Black Panther. I'm
giving
board.
Full credit. I'm just saying.
On board.
As long
that.
As I can call it Koi's Deadpool 2, Markia's Black Panther features the trailer.
I agree.
All right, we're in a good spot.
I'm good with that.
2018, you're welcome. So that is exciting news. We've been waiting. It comes out in May. I'm excited. They've held a lot close to the chest. I can't wait to see it. And speaking of movies that I'm very excited for, Venom has revealed two of its characters and who they're playing. Jenny Slate and Scott Hayes' characters might have been revealed. The MCU Exchange is reporting that Jenny Slate and Scott Hayes are playing Dora Skirth and Roland Treese, respectively. Now, these two characters are very integral to the Lethal Protector storyline, which we've already heard is the basis of a lot of the movie.
Yes.
And what's interesting about these characters is they're on the Life Foundation's board of directors, and the Life Foundation is this, like, organization of scientists that's evil. It's kind of like AIM in before AIM was as popular as it is now. They are using their science to go for world domination. They're doing crazy chemical testing and all that, and that would make sense if you're trying to make a quasi grounded symbiote. Like, a symbiote comes to Earth, what are you gonna do? You're gonna study it and try to like monetize it if you're evil.
Like, I'm still not on board with the term grounded, but only because of certain properties that are utilized in a wrong way. But
Ike's not on this, we're good.
Yes. But with this, I like the direction they're going. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yes, we're running it over, Venom fans.
I don't have the zeal that you do for this. I am more than willing to be wrong with it. But I'm just wondering, are we going to get Californian mole people?
Man, how cool would that be?
You know?
Yeah.
Grounded. Pun intended.
Into it.
California mole people.
All about it. And if that could lead into the whole, like, Fantastic Four coming back and everything else, all about this. Tie
it,
everything.
It really does set that road work up
it's
for
right
that,
there.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So, who knows? I mean, the conversation's been happening for a long time. I'm excited that they're bringing Lethal Protector to the screen, because that's a great way to have Spider-Man make a cameo, which he's going to. And it's a great way to have him go to San Fran. Yeah, like, it's
gonna happen.
And
we know it's going to.
The costumes and stuff are so 90s in that Lethal Protector arc. Everybody has, like, that quasi, like, Iron Man, like, battle suit. I'm curious if they go that way. It sounds like she is playing an amalgamation of a bunch of different characters, Jenny Slate, and it sounds like he's playing a pretty much direct pull of Roland Tree. So, if you guys haven't read Lethal Protector, I highly recommend it. It's Mark Bagley art. Mark Bagley, I think, is one of the most prolific Spider-Man artists. He did all of the Ultimate Spider-Man run. He did some of the most beautiful stuff in the 90s. He also was the first guy to ever draw Carnage, and he kind of reinvented Venom. So if you're going to touch on some early Venom stuff, Lethal Protector is a great place to start. And also in movie news of movies that I am excited about and now have tragedy to report.
Aww.
Gambit.
Aww.
Gambit's been just pulled right off the schedule.
Well, think about it this way. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, we want to do this right, but we're not able to at just this point. Mm-hmm. Like, just to say, Wesley Snipes wanted to do Black Panther
right,
in 1993.
And that didn't
work out,
nope.
You know, and that was a good thing.
Yeah.
So with Gambit, it's just have Maybe to go back to the drawing board with something, some aspect with it. Maybe a different director.
Right, since everybody keeps, like, bailing.
Since Gore Verbinski's no longer attached to the project. And that just means it's going to be so spectacular once it does.
It's like a
and
fine
that's okay.
wine. It's marinating. The bottle's open. We know what's in it. Now we're letting it air. It's curing.
We can have the patience for it so that it is done right.
I'd rather it be done right or, and I hate saying this, not done at all, than be done poorly.
Think about it. With Deadpool, that was what? 11 years?
Yeah.
So.
And it was a fine
but
wine.
But it was done right.
It was a delicious vintage.
I'm not saying that we have to wait that long for Gambit, although it feels like Channing Tatum has waited 10 years
Man. It's been like four years of production. Like, it's been, because remember in that Comic-Con picture way back in the day, like five movies ago.
Right.
Gambit's in that photo.
Yeah.
Like, Channing Tatum wearing a Gambit shirt was a while ago. We're coming up on another Comic-Con.
Well, hopefully he'll only have maybe one or two more years or however much so that we know
it's
that
right.
It will be done right.
And like I said, I'd rather have it done right and later or not at all than have it done wrong and then have everyone that's like, he doesn't deserve it be, you know, proven right. Gambit is a really fun character, a lot of rich backstory. I know people think he's a side character. I know people think he's like a more of a team player. Gambit's backstory has a lot you can do with, and I think the more we've learned about Fox's team movies, the more I want to see solo movies. No disrespect to the team movies that started them, but the last few, I don't know if they can tell enough story. The Phoenix movie could be a trilogy. They're making it one. Logan was incredible. Deadpool's incredible. Just from what we've seen, I think Gambit as a one-off could be something special. I hope it happens. Time will tell. As of now, it's not even on the schedule. We'll see. Channing Tatum, I believe in you.
I believe in X-Men solo origin stories.
Yeah.
And not necessarily origin.
Except one's called Origins.
Except ones with the in the title, Wolverine.
Those don't work out so well.
Yeah, no. Well, because there are certain characters that have been part of the teams, and we just have not. Storm solo movie. That's what I'm getting at. You know I am. And there
audience,
already,
did you know where she was going?
Do you know what I was getting at? I will be interviewing Ryan Coogler tomorrow, and I'm going to bring up the Storm solo movie.
Not mad at it.
I want Ava to be a part of that. They edited their movies like across the hall from each other
tweet.
For 8 months.
That's
right?
Amazing. Yeah.
And I'm like. Just plant this
Can
into her
head.
Can you
imagine an Ava DuVernay like directed Storm movie?
Do you want goosebumps on top of my
saying,
goosebumps
I'm just
right
saying.
Now?
And then imagine before she's an orphan, a mother figure as played by Angela Bassett, because then we get the nod to what we wanted in the 90s without it being direct. Because I'm just saying,
because
like
she's
a maternal figure.
Stop! Why
I'm just saying.
Make,
I'm just. I'm just. I'm just pitching Markeia.
Why are you
Markeia.
Trying to make me
just,
tear up?
I'm just making sure you're emotionally prepared for
Let's
Black Panther.
Let's get back to the news.
I'm just. If you're welling up now, then you'll be a little exhausted by the time Black Panther ends. I'm preparing you, and like that audience we're seeing it with tonight better know. Better know.
Oh,
what's
I
happening.
Already did a tweet like apologizing to them in the future that I will be very loud, ugly, crying, and I hate doing that. That's why I don't see. High drama in movie theaters with people. I wait until I'm at home with friends that laugh at me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I get it. I'm going to have to see Deadpool the second or third time by myself just so I can have the same magical emotive. We also need to discuss a light spoiler. So if you are spoiler averse, these are minor spoilers.
For Infinity War.
For Infinity War.
Funko Pops. Minor for spoilers. Infinity War.
We did not show the Lego toys because they were too spoilery. Lego toys were straight up third act. Like, I didn't dive into them. I saw it and I was like, nope.
It's like, nope.
These are light spoilers. Know. So if you're completely averse, run away.
Some of the Lego figures didn't have their heads because everybody dies. That's a joke.
So we'll wave when we're done with the light spoilers. Okay. But
waving now, light spoilers.
The Funko Infinity War set has been released. The image of them anyway. And Thor's got a hammer. We all assumed, but we hadn't seen an actual image of it yet. And
indeed.
If that doesn't look like Yarnborn, like that is definitely
so
Yarnborn.
So that says a lot.
Yeah. Not only, I mean, without a shield, what's Cap? And that's why it's in the trailer. Without a hammer, Thor, like,
get this man a hammer.
That's what's happening. So I think that, you know, we saw Ragnarok where he embodied the God of Thunder because he wasn't the God of Hammers. We saw the man. That's one of the best lines. I love that line. Yeah. So I'm curious what this means. Like, does this show that he needs it for flying? Does it show that he needs it for specific attack? Does this, to me, this makes me think, I wonder if it's from a shared universe, like the Ultimate Secret Wars just did, where that's another Thor's hammer, and then Avengers 4 is the idea of melding of worlds. To me, that was my crazy thought, like my reach.
Hey, I'm okay with that. I would be on board just for the simple fact that I'm already feeling like there's going to be this huge, and I believe I've said this on the show. I've talked enough about it, but I feel like I have, that, Infinity War is everybody dies. That's the tagline. And then at the end, we'll have a reality wipe that happens. Maybe it's Nebula's hand doing a thing from Adam's family and grabs a hold, and we have a reality wipe. And then when we go into Avengers 4, that's when we get Secret Wars or Battle World, you know, that
something like
kind
that
of
is,
thing
yeah.
where then we can have this whole, it makes sense for us to then move forward with
new
these
cast,
characters
new,
and a new cast and other characters that we haven't focused on before.
This leads credence to that. Like, for me, a new hammer leads credence to the idea of different worlds. So I'm really curious what this hammer represents. We also get, it's small and dark on our screen, but there's quite a bit of images about, like, we knew the Hulkbuster was in it. An adorable baby Groot is going to, like, hotcakes. There's also rumor that through these that Rescue might be the one in that Iron Man suit. That might be Pepper Potts in the Iron Man suit in the shot in the trailer.
Okay.
That's another theory.
Well, we know we get Nomad, so
why not Rescue? It makes some sense. We also
Ronan.
A lot of beards. A lot of beards. We get Captain
All
America fully bearded up.
Can I say this is the beard movie?
Oh, this is definitely deep beard. This is
deep
the most.
Deep beard.
Yeah.
Well, hashtag deep beard.
And I think that is a great thing to show change. Like, this is them on the run. This is them experiencing, like, full battle war. You don't have time to shave. Like, this is...
Yeah.
And it's hard to draw beards in comics. There's not a lot of beards.
Yeah. you know, being all for justice doesn't mean that you'll be in hygienic situations the entire time.
Can't always be pretty when you're fighting.
Yeah.
We also have our first toys of Corvus Glaive, of Ebony Maw, and of Proxima Midnight. We haven't seen those in toy form yet, so that's pretty exciting. Matt Key is going to be very excited to get himself some of those toys. He loves those characters. So, I think light spoilers over. We don't know what all those mean. It's exciting to see, and don't look at the Legos.
There you go. Just don't do it.
They're
all decapitated anyway.
You can't tell them. You can't tell them. Just gotta look at the costumes.
Yeah.
And other, this isn't light spoilers. These are just cool pictures. In other news, we have Jessica Jones photos, and they're filming Jessica Jones. And man, I'm excited for that show to come back. I love Jessica Jones. So we get a shot of. I really hope that she goes full superhero this season.
Oh, you think?
I think they're
going to go with her?
I think so. Because we teased it. We also teased Claws and Defenders. Like, I feel like we're that's
But they also kind of teased Hellcat a little bit. So, you know.
I think maybe.
Okay.
I think she plays in the action realm a bit more. We get a shot of, once again, very hard to see on our screen. We get a shot of Jessica Jones snooping as she is a detective.
She's an ace detective.
One of the best.
Ace alcoholic detective.
And then our next shot is her back in the office, looking detective-y. Once again, these photos are not revealing, not all that exciting on their own, but showing that they're releasing official promo stills just means we're that much closer to release, so I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
We get a supporting cast shot. One of the best things about Jessica Jones was how strong the other characters' arcs were.
Yes, like, I think Marvel's Netflix has done a really good job of that. They give us a beautiful supporting cast, and I use beautiful in the sense of that that it means something to you. It, like, it's relatable in what they do. I mean, when you look at Iron Fist, when you look at Luke Cage, when you look at the supporting cast for these, of course, Jessica Jones, Punisher, and so on and so forth, these characters really do help shape the world. I mean, would Iron Fist have worked, or would, you know, in the way that it did, or would Daredevil have worked if we didn't have, for instance, Jerry?
Right.
Like, Jerry, this lawyer, and then her backstory with her wife.
And Claire Temple in every show.
And Claire Temple, yes, absolutely. It's the supporting cast that has, these people do not stand alone. And we see that, and I'm so grateful for it.
One of the things I think that the Netflix series does actually better than some of the comics, for example, with Punisher, the reason Punisher doesn't always work is you at some point get sick of a guy just running around shooting people. What you did with the Punisher show is you have Micro's family be as important as Punisher, so therefore you have something to humanize them, something to make you concerned. If you're just to have one guy in a crazy militia hunt, you're not as invested. So Netflix does a great job of, like, you're the five most, you're a culmination of the five people you keep in your life the most, you know, that, like, classic expression of friendship. This show does that in spades. So seeing these characters back, we're just as excited to see Jessica Jones as we are Jerry. So that's great. So it's about all we got with Jessica Jones. Just some pictures, just gearing up for that release. I'm excited. And before we get onto the main stuff, before we get onto the big news, New Mutants' delay, we touched on last week. Rumor has it they're shooting for a PG-13 rating, and that's one of the reasons for a lot of the reshoots, one of the reasons for a lot of the change. I'm intrigued by what a delay means for the tone of the film, if it's being advertised appropriately, if they're trying to make it more like the ads, less like the ads. I would have loved an R-rated one. We're not confirmed yet, but that's the rumor I'm hearing.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed if they're trying to go with a PG-13, because I was very looking forward for this being the R-rated, you know, the R-rated X-Men movie. Well, X-Men, you know. You know what I mean.
Team movie. R-rated movie. Team movie.
Yeah. And, you know, getting that R rating is... there's different stages that you go through with that. I mean, for instance, like Punisher, that's R-rated.
Yeah, hard.
It doesn't have, but that has to do with, like, violence and content. Like, the PTSD, it addresses some really real issues in a very real way.
Absolutely.
You know, so I was kind of looking forward to them delving into that for this.
For mental illness. For,
yes,
like, you know.
where you have this world with them where they see like being a mutant as being a mental illness. That this is something that is not only dangerous. We already know the world finds them to be dangerous. But not only that, but it's something that they feel is treatable. And also that there is this team of outsiders. Well, I use team loosely. Of outsiders. And that has so much social commentary, you know, attached to it, like how we deal with mental illness and everything with, like, this country, and then adding that mutant aspect on it. I mean, it was straight down Logan with what they were going with it. So I don't know if they're dialing it back for PG-13. That is just a rumor.
Right.
I know that there were some things that they just didn't test very well. So they're trying to, you know, tweak it a different way.
Punch certain things up, bring other things down.
Do it right or don't do it at all.
Like Gambit.
So
I hope it lands where it needs to. If it can work as PG-13, I'm all for it. If it should be R, I hope that's where it lands. So time will tell.
Real quick, I've been following this story as well.
Ant-Man.
Yeah. Since it's horror, I'm like all about horror.
what have you heard?
So I heard that directly from the director of the film that it's going to be pushing the hardest PG-13 rating. That's like, it's pretty much it's walking the tightrope between PG-13 and rated R.
Okay.
So it's like pushing the limits of what a PG-13 film can be.
And some of those movies work, like, which was The Conjuring? One of the Blumhouse films was terrifying, and it was PG-13.
Oh, I like what Blumhouse is doing lately.
So if they land there, it'd be like I'm about it.
Jackie Chan movie, where you just, like, push it to that.
If they can hit that mark, I'm about it, because that would give more money.
I just like
that
Jackie Chan. I don't know why I thought
any reason of Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. Mutants.
Marquia confirms.
Yes.
So you're hearing that. That's what I wanted to hear. That's good news. So before we jump into our main stories, I want to talk about one of our sponsors, and they are actually a sponsor that I've heard a lot of great things about. Actually, yes. I like the sponsor separate from the show.
They did a Valentine's Day thing with Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do a lot of really cool stuff.
I donated because of that. I mean, I was like, Idris Elba.
Like Dinner with Downey Jr., like doing, like going to an Avengers premiere with Chris Evans. It's Omaze. And Omaze.com has these amazing programs, where you get the chance to, like, get your butt kicked by Charlize Theron in a workout, where you get to go golfing with your favorite celebrity, where these celebrities find this one company and basically gear out like a day with them. And I think it's a really inspired choice because it all goes to charity. They help a lot of really important foundations, and they are offering amazing experiences you can only get that way. So do like a $20,000 shopping spree with Alexandra Wang, or to once again hang out with Robert Downey Jr. That's not gonna happen. You might see him on the street if you live in LA, but you're not gonna be able to be like, hey, let's grab dinner. This makes that possible. And if you go to amaze.com/podcast, you then enter Marvel News, you double your chances to win. So whatever you donate gets doubled through
us.
Marvel News gives you instantly. So you donate $1,000, that's $2,000. You donate $10, that's $20. Whatever it is, you get twice the chance to team up with your favorite hero through us. Your other favorite heroes.
Yeah, share that with friends. Yeah, why not? Really cool because option. If the friend wins, then they'll take you. Mm-hmm. So
it's a win.
Tell all your friends.
That quadruples
your chances.
So do it and try our code Marvel News, and it'll double all your chances. And it all goes to charity. It all goes to very important foundations that need this help. So look into it, omaze.com/podcast, and see what they have right now. And also just keep an eye on stuff in the future. But plug in Marvel News, double your chances, and they're great people. So, on to the big stuff. We have this week our first photos of Captain Marvel in a costume.
Oh, in a costume.
This is,
indeed, in
my opinion, having not read the script, not the costume.
No.
The internet got real hypey. Like, yeah, they got,
I think the internet part that got real hypey about it.
I meant to say hypey and hype came out hypey.
That were ones that weren't necessarily very familiar with Captain Marvel. Brie Larson. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just did the actor as Carol Danvers as Captain Marvel, like her origins and where she, you know, gets her powers from. Okay, so this green outfit that everybody's like, they're like, What is this? A 90s? What? I'm like, no. Okay, so Captain Marvel, who's going to be played by Jude Law, this is very reminiscent of him.
100%.
The green outfit and the star.
Yeah.
The star. It's all there. I loved seeing that. Captain Marvel gets her powers and her training and everything from Marvel, and that is why this costume looks this way. We're seeing the earliest stages of Captain Marvel.
And she needs to evolve. I was saying, like, the Daredevil suit. I love that the whole first season of Daredevil, he was in that suit, and then at the end, he earned the Daredevil suit.
Yeah, think about it, like, with Captain America. When you first see him where he's working just directly for America, and he's going to buy war bonds.
Right.
That Captain America. You see how his outfit looks there, as opposed to, say, how it looks right before he becomes Nomad.
Right, exactly. It's a different world. It's more tactical.
Think about it like that. So these are stages of life. You're seeing the stages of superhero life when it comes with like Captain Marvel.
And people are saying it looks like a cheap costume. Looks like you can buy it at Halloween. People, they don't really, like, this is a freaking paparazzi photo. Like, this hasn't been touched. This hasn't been. Costumes on set do not look as good as they do in movies, period. Like, hard stop. There is almost no costume that will look as good on you as it will. Look at magazine tailoring. You look at anyone that looks perfect in a suit, they have 100 clips on their back and everything is tweaked.
You see those models in magazines and it looks like everything lays just right.
Nothing's perfect.
It is not. It is not that way. If before the Photoshop, yes, exactly what Coy said. There's everything clipping on the back. There is tape, like double-sided tape everywhere.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know this is personal experience, that stuff, and also from friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... You look great at the end of it.
In post.
But it's all an illusion. It really is.
And for young viewers, keep that in mind.
Please do.
Just like when you look at a photo and everyone looks perfect, that's not reality.
You are so awesome as you are, you don't even realize.
Yeah, it's except Natalie Portman, she's perfect. But people look different in life. Like, that's just, and this suit is that. This is a photo out of context, in costume, that's a prep costume. This is going to lead to the Captain Marvel suit. And when you see the Captain Marvel suit and start complaining that it's not the perfect Captain Marvel suit, same thing. It's not done.
Okay. Like, so. And anyone who doesn't believe us, and I don't know why you wouldn't believe us, you can actually tell from how they have her hair right now, where her hair is, it's got that 90s feel. It's nice and fluffy. It's light and airy, you know, kind of a thing. But as we know, that changes. That changes in a very big way. Mm-hmm. So just going from that, just going from hair, Medusa, just going from hair, you know that this will, this is not the final draft, so to speak.
So I'm excited to see her full suit. I like this suit. I think it's cool. I like that.
I think it's cool.
It's like a mix of
it's
like
a nice homage
moto tech, like a motorcycle material, but also a flight suit.
Yeah,
she's a captain. And
you know what I think when I see this outfit, I think of a new superhero that needs to find something that works for utility and also pays homage to where she got her powers from.
Yeah,
and then that's what I see with this, because you want to cover everything, because you know what, you're flying through the air,
right?
And windburn is a thing. So
it
for
covers
instance,
all the tactical, and it has the Kree colors as homage. I personally like where they're heading.
Yeah.
So, everyone complaining on the internet, just keep that in mind. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Just know why you don't like it, because they're going to be tweaking and changing, and that's the world. I also want to discuss and watch the glorious Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer.
Oh, yes!
Because it dropped before our show, which was a glorious surprise.
It did, like six or eight.
Yeah, this morning I woke up to it. So, yeah. I would love to watch that, and then we have a surprise for you from someone who loves Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes, we do.
So let's dive into this bad boy.
I just have one question.
We always start with skyscapes.
Gotta see the scope. Gotta see what this world is.
Cityscape.
If I asked you, would you have come?
We got a Paul Rudd voiceover.
Although I think they should have started this with Michael Pena. Michael Pena describing this.
Describing Ant-Man 1. Michael Pena telling this backstory and then diving into this.
Describing the Civil War.
Yeah.
Like why he's under house arrest. Michael Pena should have been describing that.
I completely agree.
Triple your views.
Yep.
Put Michael Pena in more of your Ant-Man trailers.
It's a great choice.
Oh my
lord. Ant-Man being under house arrest is prime Ant-Man. Him making the building tiny and bringing it with him is brilliant. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
This movie's going to be hilarious. Also, I never expected to like the villain they chose, and I was a little worried about it, but the villain looks great in this trailer. I think Ghost is a bold choice, because it's a very silly-looking character, but they made it look awesome.
Yeah.
The classic 90s superhero font, great choice. There was Ghost for a second. And a Microverse shot very briefly.
There we go. I feel like we're going to spend more time in the Microverse than this trailer is leading us to believe.
I totally agree.
Yeah. And this... not only am I I'm gonna run up this knife and kick your butt for you.
Wasp is such a badass. Like the comedy of Paul Rudd and the badass of Wasp as it's so great. So great.
It's like, yes, I have that technology. Just you're not important.
You're not
to me.
Ready for it, bro. Like Evangeline Lilly, like we said, was ready the whole first movie.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what I picture with this? Michael Pena is like driving and he's like, I need to throw something at them. I have this. It's like,
The use of a...
I'll take it.
Like the kitty
I have this Pez.
Is so good. So, like the comedy choices in this are brilliant. I'm excited. The action looks great. The comedy looks great. Those are the two things you're kind of looking for in it.
Yeah, which is why they need to put more Michael Pena in there.
Yep, I agree.
More Michael Pena.
I hope he's
Paul Rudd is awesome. Paul Rudd is awesome. I really enjoyed, what was that? He was in Role Models, right?
Yeah.
It was him and the guy that has three names and is kind of like a frat guy.
Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott. I enjoyed him too. I enjoyed him in Evolution.
Yeah, oh, Sean William Scott's great.
Yeah, no, he's like, caca.
Yeah.
So, like, super fun. So, Paul Rudd's already solid. And then you have Evangeline Lilly, and she's like really kicking butt. I mean, we've seen all of those like photos of her like really buffing up. I enjoyed her in Ant-Man. Like I told you earlier, just like recently saw it, like maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, finally.
It makes sense to gear up.
Yeah, because they had the second one. Honestly, if they didn't have the sequel, I don't know when I would have gotten around to it. Because it was just like
working them.
Exactly. Yeah, it did what it was supposed to do, especially with me. So, like, you have those characters, and then add onto that Michael Pena.
He's so good in that.
Yeah.
So good.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, the movie's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
I'm really excited for this one. And that trailer really sold what that movie is. And someone in the live chat said the music is taken from Adam and the Ants. It's called Ants Invasion. That's hilarious. Thank you, Eon 001. And we have an Ant-Man tie-in from a certain friend of the show. And let's play that.
Oh, I wonder who this friend of the show could be. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. people.
Cue that up real quick. There it is.
Hey guys, it's Zach Wilson, aka the Voice of Doom, here with another Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Minute. This week's episode, it seems like we're finally getting close to the end of this pod of episodes. It's going to be supposedly a 10-episode pod, and so we're getting right up to the end. The Zephyr is back in action, flying through space. We finally explained how the atmosphere is working on a shattered planet, and the sci-fi nerd in me that needs answers as to how the world works is very, very satisfied with that. It's all because of Fitz and Simmons' gravitonium experiments. So this leads me to believe that I don't think that Quake is actually responsible for everything that's happened. We've had that kind of theory floating around before, but now it seems to really line up that Quake is not responsible. So that means, is Fitz and Simmons responsible? Is there another person? Is it Flint? Is it Graviton? They keep showing gravitonium to me, and if it's not Graviton, I'm going to be pissed. So that's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Minute. Be sure to check out more on AfterBuzz's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show, which is on Sunday nights now at 5 p.m. Or available on YouTube VOD or podcast form. Guys, you gotta let me talk about Ant-Man and the Wasp for a second. Watched the trailer about 5 times already today. The building shrieking? Oh my god, I lost it. Wasp flipping around the knife. You don't know how much it means to me to see Wasp flying around with Ant-Man. This is my dream movie, and it looks like they're doing it right. Looks like they're gonna play it off of Infinity War. Great to like bring them back together. Oh my god, I just want to see it. I'm sure you guys are gonna break it down even further. Hit me up on Twitter to discuss further. I'm Zach Wilson at that Zach Wilson. This has been the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Minute with the Voice of Doom. Talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Yes, you've asked for it, and we're riding him.
We're making
for
sure him to bring those S.H.I.E.L.D. in happens. For us.
So
thank you very much, Doom. We knew that Ant-Man would be your baby. I'm glad we were able to time that in there.
Yes.
That trailer, it looks like Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like, there's not much more to it for me. I didn't dive in because I don't know the Ant-Man mythology as much as Doom does. But for me, as a casual Ant-Man fan, that's all I wanted.
There you go. So. And I'm looking forward to what they're going to do with Lawrence Fishburne as Ben Foster. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how they're going to tie that in, because like his research is a huge part of what Hank Pym, you know, gets to do.
I wonder how much he's going to be in flashbacks.
I wonder
if he gets like in flashbacks with Michelle Pfeiffer, and then maybe he gets killed, so he has an emotional cord, and that's why we're not seeing him in the trailer.
Yeah,
I always worry about
maybe he gets shrunk into the
Microverse too. Yeah, we bring him back.
Maybe
I would like.
I'm okay with that. I'm always okay with some Lawrence Fishburne.
Because Bill Foster's brilliant.
I mean, he saved what was it? Predators.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
Lawrence Fishburne.
He made that work.
Yeah, he did. Oh, so. he was crazy, but that right kind of crazy.
And, like, when he pops up in things, it gives it a lot of credibility. Like, he's one of those actors, like, oh, Lawrence Fishburne's in it, I'll see this. So, him being an Ant-Man, this cast is great, and the trailer was a lot of fun, and it's the right tone, especially after the first movie, which you've now seen, so you can compare.
Yeah!
I'm really excited. This Omaze thing is in my head. I wanted to ask you, if you could pick any, like, Omaze dealy, which would
Angela Bassett.
And what would you guys do?
We'd have brunch.
So, that's amazing.
We'd have
that's
one of those adorable. Brunches, one of those brunches where you paint a painting. Yeah. I would have brunch painting with Angela Bassett.
That is so wholesome. That's magical. I love that.
It would be fantastic.
I think I'd want to like work out with Ben Foster.
Ooh.
Just like, oh no, I'll work out with Tom Hardy. Because that would be like, I would like gain like 10 pounds of mental and physical knowledge. Oh yeah.
But nobody wants to work out with The Rock.
It's just too much. I'd be
because
dead.
Because
I'd be broken.
I would feel so bad about myself.
Yeah, there's no way I could,
feel
like...
so bad. Have you seen, like, his training stuff on Instagram?
He's up at 4 a.m. just working out.
My dear God. He's like, I love fish, but not that much.
No one loves
fish. I love chicken, not that much.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tom Hardy, not The Rock. I respect you, Rock, too much. Too much to do that to myself.
No. For, like, The Rock, I'd be like, let's just walk on the beach. And he'll be, like, running. I'd be like, no, wait, let's just go shopping. And then everybody would be, like, all around him.
Don't need to feel bad for myself by doing a charitable thing. But, yeah, I'm always curious, like, what people's Angela... Someone said brunch with Bassett. Yeah, Cole,
yeah,
that's great.
Did someone else say that? Yes, brunch with Bassett.
Fantastic. So, on to...
Make it happen, Omaze. I will do the video with Angela Bassett. Be like, don't win this. I want it.
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Y'all have the
option. That's right. I'm going to be interviewing Angela Bassett tomorrow. How I will keep that together, I Bast knows.
You know, this will be our tangent. I'd like you to talk about your feelings about last night's premiere.
Okay. I had a lot of feels. There were a lot of feels. One being that I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
Could not be there. Which it's like when you're watching that live stream, it's like, oh, wait. I have outfits that could work for this that I can't wear anywhere else. Because one major thing with this premiere is that this was like the Kingdom of Zamunda meeting the Emerald City from the Oz. Mm-hmm. And those that don't understand the references that I'm making with that, the Kingdom of Zamunda is a fictional kingdom in Coming to America, which, as everyone knows, is my dad's favorite movie. And if you didn't, now you know. And with that, you have it's an Eddie Murphy comedy. I thoroughly recommend. It's brilliant. Thoroughly recommend that you watch this. And in fact, you know what? Screw it. I'll put a thing on my Twitter of why you should watch Coming to America before you watch Black Panther, which they're not similar, but in some ways they are.
It's a great thesis paper.
So yeah, it actually is. It actually is. I could get an A on that. And then with the Oz, that is a, let's say, the black version of the Wizard of Oz. In the Emerald City, they are decked out to the hilt, and they do that in different colors. So it's like, the time now is red. You know, oh, red is dead. The time now is gold. And yeah, so it's all about dressing to the hilt, representing your culture, and just stepping out. Like if you have any kind of power thing that you wear, like, oh, this red cardigan, oh, this Deadpool t-shirt mm-hmm. is the one that I, no matter how I'm feeling today, I will wear this. Think about that, and that this is what these people did for the premiere.
Yeah.
Seeing that, oh my God. I watched the stream that happened for Contest of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, through Marvel Entertainment. And yeah, they got a lot of really great interviews with people. Everybody from Ryan Coogler, mm-hmm. and they got Lupita. Mm-hmm.
Her dress. Just, oh my God.
Her Lupita Nyong'o's dress.
I gotta give her full credit.
In fact,
like,
Aunt Manthony put Lupita Nyong'o's dress up. No, that's Denai.
I gotta give it.
Moment. That's Florence Samba. Lapita Nyong'o necklace and chest piece where it's like gold on top of the
yes,
shoulders.
Oh my God,
this is it. This I even tweeted this. I was like, "She's your queen to be."
That's perfect.
Which is like, a Coming to America reference, and this. She called it on her Twitter Purple Rain, R-E-I-G-N, and it really, really works. It encompasses exactly what I just said. But with this premiere, they did a number of interviews with, it's about 2 hours long, so I also posted that on my Twitter. At 35 minutes and 35 seconds, the arrival of T'Challa happens to drums. If anything else, I want you to watch that. It's like 20, 30 seconds, if that. I want you to watch that because that is what Coming to America meets the Oz is. I'm sorry, The Wiz. Did I keep on saying The Oz? I think I kept on saying The Oz.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
I meant The Wiz. The Oz is that the prison movie from HBO, prison series. Also extremely good. Has nothing to do with this conversation.
J.K. Simmons in it. He's great.
Nothing to do with this conversation. The Wiz. Please see The Wiz. The original one, not necessarily the remake one that they had. Not saying that wasn't great, but I'm saying see the original one with Diana Ross. But yes, the point that I was getting to that, he arrives in a flashy car and, they have drums going for him. Dora Milaje are standing on guard. At that particular time, you have, Hannah Beachler, who is the production designer for mm-hmm. Black Panther. She's on commentary with Marvel Entertainment because that just worked out because the universe is grand and she's commentating. Yeah. She's, commenting on that. And you have him arriving, and all I can think of is, where are the rose petals? Oh, that's right. The prince doesn't want to walk on any rose petals. So, I mean...
He felt like a king. What I really liked about it was... Chadwick Boseman has that presence, and they also gave that moment all the regalia it deserved. So it was the mm-hmm. combination of his presence and the presentation. Like, I love that moment.
Yeah, it's that he's a young prince becoming king, mm-hmm. and that's what I get. That vulnerability, that nuance of being... those that don't know... T'Challa is rich as crap. like the richest man in the world, head of the richest country in the world. And the country has gotten a lot of things right, mm-hmm. like universal health care. I mean, the things that they do in the elementary schools, the high schools wish that they could have, you know, access mm-hmm. to that tech kind of a thing. And it's one of those places where it's about what you bring and not necessarily your age for things. Mm. Like, for instance, Shuri being head of the Wakandan design group. So it's not your age, it's what you bring to the table
yeah.
kind of a thing. They embrace the arts. They embrace intelligence. They embrace everything Wakandan. I mean, I don't know if you've heard the term Afrofuturism, mm-hmm. but Wakanda is like the epitome of Afrofuturism.
And that's what the premiere looked like. That's what yes. I kept coming back to is we talk about Wakanda a lot on this show because, I mean, obviously. But it was cool
because
to,
of me.
It was cool to see it. Like, it was really cool to see, having not seen the movie yet, it was really cool to see Wakanda. Like, to me, to see that, it felt like they created it, and then people got to live in it for a few hours. Like, yeah. they had the Black Panther. Like, they built a Black Panther for the premiere. They had the wardrobe that, like, embodied what this culture represents. They had people talking about it. Like, for me, and I watched some of the 2 hours, because I was enchanted by it, it felt like I got to watch another world that doesn't actually exist, but mm-hmm. they made it exist. And that, to me, is what comics can do to pull it out of Black Panther for a premiere. I've never seen a premiere create a fictional world before, and this did. And as a casual Black Panther fan, becoming more of a Black Panther fan because of you, it made me go like, oh, they built a fictional world and we've achieved this amazing new peak in comicdom where they made something that's from 2D into 3D in Los Angeles for real, and everyone that spoke had something to say about our real world and how we can improve it, and Wakanda is a better way to run things. And it was really cool to hear, and to a lot of people's credit, what we're doing wrong, how we can do it right, and how this fictional world inspired them to make their world better.
Yeah, I mean, something that people either don't realize or don't know about Wakanda is like one of those I don't even want to use experiment. One of those instances where not having too many cooks in the kitchen, not having like a Gordon Ramsay, mm-hmm. you're doing it wrong, you're an idiot sandwich type of a thing like in the mix, and like what a society of people can birth from mm-hmm. that. And then, of course, they birth that and they're able to stand on their own 2 feet with things. So, of course, they jealously
yeah.
like this with it. They hug it tight to them because it's like, we have this good thing right here. Yeah, we have our problems because, you know, we're going to have religious differences.
Right. And there's a monarchy, which has inherent problems.
And there's instances and problems right. that will go with that. And you can read that in the comics. I recommend the Christopher Priest. but yeah, it's so glorious. I mean, you hear about those people that really got lost into the world of Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And then here is Wakanda, where it's like Ryan Coogler has not only been able to, he's made the richest man on earth be relatable.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I'm looking forward to finding out yeah. tonight. The richest man, Marvel's Batman. And when you think of Batman, you don't think of somebody that's approachable. You think mm-hmm. of somebody that gets the job done. So you have someone that gets the job done, runs their own country, has their own wealth, and then allows this entourage of people, this family, be close to him. And he's juggling so many mm-hmm. balls. How are they going to do this? And I just can't wait.
Yeah.
It's Black Panther.
So it's happening tonight for us. Once again, we'll be very tactful with next week's show. We will tweet tonight. I will be posting crying videos of Markia. Did we want to watch that 30-second mark you said?
Do we
have that up, Anthony?
Let's watch T'Challa arrive. It's like 35:35 for the world premiere link that I sent. It starts at 35 minutes, 35 seconds.
We'll cue that up.
So,
my bad. I thought it was 35 seconds.
No, 35 minutes, 35 seconds. So, but yeah, with this, I mean, this is what must it feel like to be part of something this landmark?
Mm-hmm. Several collaborations. What was it like specifically working together?
Oh, I love Dora Milaje there. And people taking pictures with them, like all the celebrity photos with like Dora Milaje. It's not with like with a poster, it's with these warriors. That's
yes.
so cool.
Yes. That they're actually standing guard.
Yeah, of their king.
Yeah.
Bringing in Afro
And this is Hannah Beachler that you hear talking right now. And I love this. Yeah. I love this show. This is why you should watch Coming to America. Because he comes right up to T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman, and he's doing those drums and he's staring him straight in the face.
And if you guys haven't seen some of the other angles, there's footage of like this from multiple angles of him getting out of the limo, and there's just such presence to it.
Yeah. And then he immediately goes out into the crowd and starts doing autographs, and he is T'Challa the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
He straight up is. He's representative of his country. He's a leader of his country, and I cannot get over this beautiful gold animal print.
Look at that. That
jacket.
And if you look at the left of the screen, you can see some of the wardrobe, and I want to quickly go through some of the pictures we have from last night, including friends of the show.
Yes, we have Ryan Sands. They talked about their outfits.
They did.
We have Ryan Sands and Angel Parker's outfits, and there they are.
So there's the two of them, and Ryan was talking about how he's had that suit for a while. So Ryan had a Black Panther suit that he was real hype about, so I was really curious what it looked like, and hell yeah, man, that is an awesome freaking suit.
We have, for our iTunes people, they were standing next to each other, and we have Angel Parker. It's multicolored. It's got this beautiful vertical stripes going on, along with a horizontal stripes in all the right places. Mm-hmm. and kind of a flapper-esque finish at the bottom. Yeah,
it's really cool, and the colors are beautiful. Like the,
there were a number of Runaways people. And then we had Angela Bassett, so we're going to say Angela Bassett real quick. Angela Bassett, who is an undetermined age at this point in time.
I'd say she's ageless. She's Angela Bassett.
She is Angela Bassett. She is ageless. And she rocked it in this beautiful golden yellow. More yellow than golden. But it reminds me of What's Love Got to Do with It. And I loved her for wearing that. It moved and it shook.
Aunt Anthony, before we wrap, could you quickly, if you have time, find Donald Glover from last night? Because my boy Childish looked incredible in that suit.
And while he does that, I'll do our Mary Marvelite shout out. So Clay Stoner Juliet at Kalai Live, Charles Lee at Goofy_Fan_Chuck, Yer Silvera at Sexy Yer Bear, Glorious Greg at Greg the Gamer, and Kristen Deaton at Kristen Deaton. And also, I believe we didn't get to the shout out last week, so John Camelot at JON Camelot. Any chance of a birthday shout out? Turned 25 today. This was last week. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching every week since Age of Ultron trailer discussions. Woo, nice.
OG fan.
And despite a difficult past few years, it's always a joy to watch and nerd out with everyone.
Happy birthday,
happy
man.
Happy birthday.
25
happy
in a week.
Happy birthday.
Hopefully this week has shown you 25 is going to be better than those past few difficult years. Hopefully it's already improving.
Yes, and that's one thing with Marvel. It's like it's healing. It's healing away. It's a positive community. Mostly it's a positive community. It is definitely in this space. Thank you for being a longtime viewer like that.
We appreciate you. And I also want to, now that Ant-Man, he's pulled it up, I appreciate this suit. Look at that. Look at that man killing the game.
This is what you do at Black Panther premiere.
God damn,
you
that's
bring
awesome.
It out. Something that you can't wear. You can't wear this. No. You can't wear this to the Oscars.
That's
you can't wear this. What, to the Emmys?
No, that's, I mean, like, well, the undershirt, the necklaces, maybe. The glowing orange, like, dude, Donald Glover putting in the work.
It's gorgeousness.
So I just
really
wanted to give a little credit to Donald Glover's fashion sense. Goddamn. a couple more shout-outs before we wrap it up?
So right here from Damien at Han Cholo. Found the perfect shirt for you when hashtag Black Panther movie comes out. This goes out to Koi.
Dude, that shirt is so rad. And, I'll tweet it because it was dope, and thank you for finding it for me, Huntrella.
Okay, well, then this quick one from Marvel Padawan. She goes, I know I just tweeted you a pic, but my boy's the best sport ever. Hashtag Black Panther. It's her cat as a Black Panther, and then it's Black Panther riding the Black Panther. And all I could think of when I saw this picture was like, this is straight Jack Kirby, or this is McGregor. Going on right here, and
it's a patient cat, and
it's
an
extremely
beast.
Patient cat, and that is a comic book cover at the same time. So I guess the last one that we will do here, this is from Langley M.
Langley M. Neely
at Langley M. Neely. So it's like, so I had to share with people that appreciate the immature commitment and birthday treat of amassing a collection like this. It feels like Christmas morning, 87, all over again. And it's one of the pictures that he shared with us, and it's a collection of Marvel action figures. And it looks like he has everybody there. He has Silver Surfer, Captain America, Black Panther, yes.
Leading.
He's right there, like right there in front. Iron Man, Daredevil, and our screen is Spider-Man's there.
It's awesome, Nightcrawler. Man. Langley, yes. That is a quality set.
That really is. Really cool. It's a nice setup, too. I enjoy that. I would be so scared if I was anybody but Thanos.
That's true, in that situation.
And that was coming towards me. Because everybody dies.
If you'd like to say goodbye to Markia before Black Panther kills her tonight.
Because I'll explode.
Now is the time. We'll be tweeting tonight as soon as we get out of the show, probably around like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Prepare for the barrage.
I'm going to do my best to keep it together.
We'll be careful. We'll be tactful. But I can't control the zeal. So.
Yeah. And I do want to do a shout out real quick to everybody out there that is doing programs where they are trying to have children come and see Black Panther, children that wouldn't normally see Black Panther, and anybody who is doing programs of where they are trying to help those children not only see Black Panther, but maybe go the extra step with things. Please tweet at me. I will retweet anything that you have to say, because I thoroughly believe that this movie is so landmark in the sense that it is something that we are giving to people that they have not had before. Like the commercial, like how the Hasbro commercial where I got emotional about that. This is a real thing. And everyone needs to see this. It is so important. It's so important, especially the people that are coming up behind us. Our future comic book nerds and comic script writers and everything. These are our future directors. We need for them to feel like not only do they have a place where they belong, they have a place where they thrive, where they exist, not only exist, but where they rule. So, yeah, if you have any kind of program that you are doing, I'm going to be involved with something with Black Girl Nerds in February, and I will tweet out more about it. But yes, if you have something that you're trying to get people to Black Panther, tweet me. I will retweet whatever you have.
I am so excited to see this world change. I'm so excited for people to have a better world after Black Panther. And that's that simple. It's happening.
Yes.
So I can't wait to have this movie change the world, change us sooner than the world.
Like comic books have done in general.
As long as the world's a better place tomorrow, we're doing something right. So right? I'm excited for this to happen at us first and then the world, because it's already making the world a better place. Seeing LA have that much love in it is a rare feat. So this movie's already shaping the world in a better way. So I'm really excited. We'll tweet at you guys tonight. Tweet at us. Anyone that is doing those programs, I completely agree with her. I would love to help retweet and spread that love. And I think it's a beautiful thing to do. I think it's a great program. I think it's a great use of the internet. The internet is a force that can be a powerful reckoning for right. So let's be anti-trolls and let's spread the love and get people to see Black Panther that might not be able to otherwise. So where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me at Markia McCarty. That's MarkiaMccarty. Tweet me. Let's nerd out together. It's not just Marvel. It's Sailor Moon. It's wrestling. Let's do this.
Find me at Coyjandro, CoyJandreau on Twitter and Instagram. And I just did a bunch of stuff with Collider, so you can find me on stuff over there. And I love you guys, and I appreciate every tweet. So I appreciate where the Marvel world we've found, and I can't wait for tonight.
Yes!
Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro. Welcome to Popcorn.